Thailand is going back to the polls not even 3 months after the new government was put in place, and it has been a tumultuous 3 months even for Thai political standards. Prime Minister Anutin Jambirakorn submitted the request to dissolve parliament to the king on Thursday night to preempt a no-confidence motion by the opposition. Both sides have made such threats for many weeks now, so in a way both have been playing chicken, and it looks like Mr. Anutin blinked first. This is, or rather was, a minority government that wasn't going to stick around for longer than January next year. But now the countdown to snap elections has been triggered even sooner, and it could take place on either the 1st or the 8th of February 2026. Mr. Anutin, of course, hopes to stay in office after a very short-lived but eventful tenure so far. We had the record floods in southern Thailand that have killed over 160 people. The government is being criticized for its slow rescue and relief response. The government is also blamed for the preparations, or the lack of, for the SEA Games that are currently underway in Thailand. And then there's the ongoing border conflict with Cambodia, both sides still unrelenting in their fighting, as well as the accusations for the other side. Despite the government now being in a caretaker role, Thailand's military actions are unaffected by parliament's dissolution. There's also talk on the ground whether or not Prime Minister Anutin is using nationalist sentiments as a boost in his upcoming election campaign. In any case, the campaign for next year's elections is off to a premature start, as we stagger from one eventful year straight into the next.